AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Trump spent this Memorial Day at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo after discussions with his Japanese counterpart about trade and about North Korea still firing missiles.
I am very happy with the way it's going, and intelligent people agree.
The president says Kim Jong-un is smart to realize that North Korea is a great location for economic prosperity. But then, as our Rita Foley reports, things got controversial.
President Trump and Japan's prime minister were holding a joint news conference in Tokyo when a reporter asked him why he appeared to side with North Korea's autocratic leader about Joe Biden.
Joe Biden was a disaster.
The president broke with a long-standing tradition of avoiding partisan squabbles while on foreign soil.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record.
I'm Rita Foley.
At Arlington National Cemetery today, a 21-gun salute for the nation's war dead. Vice President Mike Pence presided over the ceremony and laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. An attorney from Boulder, Colorado, has died after climbing to the top of Mount Everest. He's the second American to die at the crowded summit in less than a week. In Hawaii, people are stunned by this weekend's death of a man attacked by a shark off of Maui. This witness spoke to KGMB-TV.
They pulled the man up. He looked unconscious when they transferred him to the other gurney, and we could see that they were trying to do CPR on him.
The victims identified by friends as 65-year-old Thomas Smiley, an optometrist from Northern California. Bill Bruckner has died. He was well known for a bad play in the 1986 World Series. This is AP Radio News. Researchers are reporting that vaping might not be so safe after all, but this is a preliminary study.
A new study suggests flavorings in e-cigarettes may be bad for the heart. Researchers at Stanford University's Cardiovascular Institute report they grew cells that normally line healthy human blood vessels in laboratory dishes. The cells were exposed to six different e-cigarette flavorings. Cells bathed in blood taken from people right after they had an e-cigarette were also tested. The study found vaping and some flavorings, even without nicotine, triggered blood vessel dysfunction. The report appears in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. Mike Gracia, Washington.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter has acknowledged that he took a photo with a dead combatant during his time as a Marine when he served in Iraq. He is defending a Navy SEAL, Edward Gallagher, who's charged with stabbing to death an Islamic State fighter who's seeking a pardon. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.